Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 9, The Kidnapping of Sita. Scene 6, Resourceful Sita. From the sky, Ravana saw that his adversary was overcome. He descended swiftly and went towards Sita. She ran away and embraced a tree. She cried out, "O trees, hold me, hold me." Ravan grabbed her forcefully by the hair. In the grip of his own destiny, he dragged Sita away as she cried out, "Ram, Ram, Ram." Pulling her onto his lap, Ravana rose up into the sky. At that time, the wind stopped blowing. The sun appeared lusterless and dull. The whole creation seemed out of order, and a dense darkness enveloped the four quarters. Lord Brahma saw by his divine vision that Sita had been seized violently by Ravan, and so he said to the gods, "Now our purpose is accomplished." The great sages in the forest also saw Sita being taken away. Knowing Ravana's destruction to be imminent, they felt simultaneously agonized and joyful. Ravana held Sita tightly and flew toward Lanka. With her body shining like molten gold, and adorned with jeweled ornaments, Sita looked like lightning against a black cloud. Ravana appeared like a dark mountain illumined by fire as he traveled with haste toward his city. Sita's face pressed against Ravana, which resembled the full moon splitting a cloud. Sita burst into tears again and again and called out for Ram. Lotus petals fell in showers from her crushed garland. A bejeweled golden anklet dropped from her foot like a circular flash of lightning. Her necklace of pearls fell from her breast, appearing like the Ganges descending from the heavens. As Ravana soared over the treetops, the leaves shook violently, seeming to say, "O Sita, do not be afraid." Forest ponds, with their faded lotuses and frightened fishes, appeared to be sorry for the princess. Lions and tigers, along with birds and other beasts, angrily rushed behind, following Ravana's shadow. The mountains, with their faces bathed in tears in the form of rivulets, and with arms upraised in the form of peaks, all seemed to scream as the wind from Ravana's passage rushed over them. Seeing Sita held in the grasp of the ten-headed monster, the forest deities wept and their limbs trembled with fear. Sita, her face pale and eyes reddened, chastised Ravan. "Have you no shame at all, resorting only to stealth and trickery? You have stolen away the chaste wife of another. Oh, coward, you have killed the old and helpless Jatayu, and now you flee in fear of my husband Ram? You who are so proud of your valor, but people throughout the world will soon scorn and deride you, for you are a vile demon." Sita struggled in Ravan's grip. She preferred to fall to earth and die than be carried away by him. She censured Robin continuously, goading him to turn and fight with Ram and Lakshman. The tearful princess told him that even if he carried her to Lanka, she would soon die, being unable to see Ram. Ignoring her sharp words, Ravan continued to bear her away through the sky. As they flew, Sita looked down and caught sight of a group of large monkeys sitting on a mountain peak. She pulled off her silken head covering and quickly bound up her golden bracelets and other shining jewels, dropping the bundle as Ravan flew over the monkeys. Sita hoped they would meet Ram and thus show him the jewels. Ram would then know which direction Ravan had taken. The Rakshasa king did not notice Sita's cloth falling to earth. However, the monkeys did. They caught sight of it as it fell. They looked up and saw Ravana speeding past with the beautiful princess held in his arms. The Rakshasa flew through the air like an arrow shot from a bow. Delighted in mind, he raced toward his own destruction. Crossing over the fearsome ocean, which teemed with sharks and other fierce aquatics, Ravana went in the direction of his celestial city, Lanka. But even as he flew overhead, the wind died, and the ocean waves were stilled out of fear of Ravan. And the many Siddhas and Charanas in the sky who witnessed Ravan's flight with Sita then said, "This marks the end of Ravan." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.